The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A great crowd last night at Veranda as we were able to spend about an hour and a half with AT Tommy Smith and Hobart Lewis. Of course, next Tuesday, let me just, you're probably tired of hearing me say this, but you got to go vote. You got to go vote again in this very important special primary election where the GOP will be choosing between these two men. AT Tommy Smith, Hobart Lewis. We had Tommy on earlier this morning. Of course, we had a great time last night. Special thank you again to Deb Sofield with First Monday Greenville and Taggart Houck with WYFF News 4 and for WYFF streaming the event last night on WYFF4.com. And a special thank you to Mario and the team at Carolina Zoom for the great job they did as well. And for all of you who were there last night, had a good crowd, a room full of enthusiastic people from Greenville County who do recognize just how important this election on Tuesday is. Joining me for a few minutes in studio is Hobart Lewis. Hobart, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
It was a good job last night, late night. I know you guys, it's tough. It's tough being out on the campaign trail.
It is. It'll wear on you and
yes.
Wear on your family a little bit. Not just the time it takes to do it and the importance of it, but certainly the stress level of it too.
Sure.
It adds a lot of pressure on you, but I got a wonderful family that has supported me and certainly made that a lot easier.
Had a chance to meet your lovely wife last night and say hello to her. So, and it is a family affair because, you know, all of you are involved.
That's right.
So, yes. All right, let's talk for a minute, Hobart. You know, a couple times last night, we asked questions. And of course, all the questions were being either emailed. They text them to us from our text line. Some of the people in the audience submitted questions. You guys have been at this for a few months now.
Right.
A couple of times both you and Tommy pointed out that, you know, I don't know that there's a single question that you haven't been asked at least once, twice, maybe three times. Is there a question that you haven't been asked that you think needs to be discussed?
I really don't think so. Some of them, you know, you get asked over and over, and some of them kind of come out of left field, but you know, the hard part is you're trying to reach voters, and some of them may not have listened to a forum or debate or listened to us talk about things on the radio, or it's so hard to contact so many people. So I don't think any of us got frustrated answering the same thing over and over, but I do feel like we've been asked about everything. So I can't think of any other questions for sure that anybody would ask. We get a lot of text messages and Facebook posts and questions. So there's certainly a lot of them, and a lot of them are repetitive, but that's okay. That's part of it.
Yeah. You came real close in 2016. Of course, this is the the second time that you have run for sheriff. What's the most surprising thing to you in a political campaign like this?
Well, I think everybody goes into it initially. I know in 2016, I went into it obviously very naive, not having any political experience and not understanding the business side of it, not having a campaign manager, not having those things. And to me, I think some of those people push you into saying things or doing things that you may not normally do as a person, as a citizen. When it comes down to just, you know, whether it's being ugly or spinning something a certain way. And, you know, some people tend to really feed off that too, that you're talking to. They really get engaged on that mudslinging side of things. So I think learning that in 2016 and coming out of it, and it was a hard loss. I lost by 288 votes. I think we spent around $50,000 back then, and we thought we worked really hard. But came up short, and I don't think I would be here today and be successful in 2020 had I not lost that race. You learn a lot about yourself, and you really, you know, you don't know really what you're made of until you're tested. And I've been tested several times in my life, but never like I was from a campaign standpoint or a political standpoint or public speaking. You know, you have all those nerves and anxiety coming into that. So we do things in life, and the Lord opens doors for us to help prepare us for something along the way. And having no idea we would be in this situation now in a special election, you know, you just find out that that God's got a plan, and you just have to trust Him and follow through.
Sure, yeah. Even though I realize that that yes, as we were just talking about, there's probably not a single question that you haven't been asked along the way. We still had a lot of questions coming in last night. You know, an hour and a half, it went by quickly, didn't it?
It did.
And so I wanted to follow up with a few questions that were emailed or texted to me last night that I just didn't get around to. And the first one I'm going to start with pertains to gangs. You know, the email question was, do you believe that there is a gang problem in Greenville County? And if so, what will you do about it?
There's a tremendous gang problem in Greenville that people don't know about, and it's throughout various parts of the county. It's not just in one particular area. Now, what the sheriff's office has done is recently added two gang investigators where we're gathering intelligence information, and now they're starting to put it together to go out and tie certain crimes, identifying these people and trying to get them off the street. We need that intelligence. We need to know who's involved in gangs. And dealing with them. And we're doing a great job at that now. But what I think is more important is from a supply and demand standpoint, we have to do something with our young people to deter them from joining gangs. A gang is only as strong as the number of people or the members that are in it. If we can get our young people and get them diverted into more positive programs, you know, we have a lot of kids who simply get off a bus at school and they're home alone until their parents get home. You know, they're being influenced by other people in the community. Well, these gang members see that, and that's their recruiting platform. They go after them, and they, you know, always have money, or they can buy what they want to, and it looks very appealing to these 10, 11, 12-year-old kids who are growing up in these areas, and that's how they recruit them. So I think community policing will be a stronghold for us to get out and be very positive in the community and hopefully sway these young people, this generation, to join the law enforcement side of things or the education side of things, the community helper side of things, instead of the criminal side. So we can certainly make some big strides in that, and at least we're identifying them now.
Sure. Well, with me this morning, Hobart Lewis. Of course, Hobart's name is one of the two that will be on the ballot on Tuesday in this special GOP primary, plan to vote Tuesday the 21st. Go to our website, 945theanswer.com, and be sure and check out your polling place. There was some confusion last time. We had Conway Velaja on the other day. You know, some of the schools that are typically your polling place, because school's in session, you can't vote there. So be sure and go to 945theanswer.com, click on the link there, and we've got a list of polling places for you. Hobart, one of the other questions that came in, just ran out of time last night, is, and I think they're asking the question here, not quite sure about canines and whether or not they wear bulletproof vests, but also, would you plan to expand the entire canine program?
That has certainly been an evolving program. The county has a great canine program, and they do have vests. And actually, most of that was funded by volunteers who raised money to purchase those.
Right.
So we have a great program. It certainly does need to continue to grow as the community grows, as our department grows. So we look forward to that. But those guys are highly trained, some of the best really in the Southeast. So we're very proud of our canine program. So I don't see anything certainly happening to that to hurt it at all. But and the citizens have raised money to help that program. Neil Stewart was a huge advocate.
Oh, we miss Neil.
For the canine program and for the sheriff's office in general. But she was a precious lady, and her legacy certainly continues in that program.
Sure. Hobart Lewis with us. Any final thoughts for our listeners this morning?
You know, just please get out and vote on Tuesday. I know both candidates are trying to garner votes and work as hard as we can. It's a very important race. So please just get out the 21st, take someone with you to a polling place, look over the Greenville County Election Commission if you do have trouble finding your polling place or wondering where you're going to vote, because the schools will be open and operational, so some of those have changed. But please participate. If you got any questions, contact us at HobartLewisForSheriff.com or look us up on Facebook. and we'll be glad to answer any questions you have. And we look forward to Tuesday.
Sure. You have a busy weekend ahead of you. Yes, good sir. Luck to you on Tuesday.
Thank you.